Hello, and welcome to a new episode of God's Not Done With Us Yet. This is season 2, episode 22. And do I have a name for this episode? Hold on, let me look at my note. Yes, episode 22. And I'm going to call this one, we're going to name it on the fly, Health and Wealth. And I guess you guys are like, health and wealth, like money. So like, no, I feel like wealth can be more than just money. So it could be like, I mean like abundance, I guess. But I'll keep the name Health and Wealth. But yeah, that's going to be the name of this episode. So it's episode 22 entitled, season 2, episode 22 entitled Health and Wealth. And the shows that I will cover this week are Platteville. I don't even think that's the real name of it, but I call it Platteville. Jersey Shore Family Vacation. And 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. Yes, I actually caught up on it. So, you know, we're going to chit-chat a little teeny tiny bit about it. Because, you know, it's been on for like many, many episodes. But I think I like, you know, to forever get through the shows, I think I like following up on it. And I guess I'll get more into why later on. So let's get into today's. Oh, yeah. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. I did. And I was lazy this Thanksgiving. And I wish I had accomplished more, but also I don't wish I accomplished more. It was cool for me to just be lazy. But yeah, I hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving too. So regardless, let's get back to the show. So Platteville. This episode was a hodgepodge of things. First, we talked about Ethan and Olivia and their relationship issues. And then they celebrated the 4th of July, like Ethan and Olivia and Micah and Mariah. They got some fireworks and they got some lanterns. I like the lanterns. I want to do that. Like New Year's, when they get those little fireworks shop things, I want a lantern. I really, really do. Even if I have to shoot that thing off by myself, I really want a lantern. So I'm looking forward to that. Maybe I'll get a lantern. My birthday's coming up. So I was like, maybe I'll get a lantern for my birthday. But I have to find one. I don't know if there's a fireworks shop open now. We'll see. I think I can do that. I think I might do that. That's what I'm going to do on my birthday. I already bought myself a present. So I'm going to open. So I'm celebrating my birthday because it's COVID. I think I really want to celebrate it by myself. That's what I want to do. Now, will that happen? I don't know. But deep down in my heart, I'll be perfectly fine if I do this. Okay, this is my ideal birthday. I got on a tangent. But this is it. Even though I'm probably going to at least do a brunch for my birthday. But this is what my ideal birthday would be, especially with being COVID. I want to open my birthday present. I want to play at my birthday present. Then I want to go find me a lantern. Then I want to write on my lantern. Then I want to send my lantern into the sky. That's all. Then I get a tres leche cake. And then I think I will call that a day. That's what I want to do on my birthday. We'll see what happens on my birthday. But regardless, that was a tangent because, you know, they put the lantern up. But the key thing that happened on this week, I thought, was that these people went through a lot of trauma. Ethan, Mariah, all of them, Lydia, Micah, and then the mama, the parent, especially the mama. I think the daddy too. I don't remember what all happened with the daddy, but their mama Platt and daddy Platt went through some stuff, and all of that trauma that is not healed, in my opinion, is really affecting their relationships. At least for the children, they kind of realize that. And I really hope they find healing. That's what I'm going to pray for. So that's where, from the healing, they'll have a wealth of healthy relationships. That's see, That's what I mean by wealth. But yeah, I was like, whoa, especially poor Ethan. I was feeling for him, even though he's so sweet a lot of times. When he got into where they did the little lanterns, all he wrote was parents and how he don't want to see them no more. And yes, I know I can understand why you don't want to see them because how they are. But I feel for him. I really do. Especially parents' paradise because it's stemming all from them. Oof. So, like I say, of course, this is not a re real recap show. If you want a recap, go find you the pink shade people or find you somebody else. It ain't me. I'm just going to talk about random things and pray for these people. So, yeah, that's why I'm going to pray for them. I want to pray for that they be healed of trauma and that their relationships be repaired and they can have good and healthy relationships in the future because their trauma is healed. Because Micah, he had some issues. Apparently, he jumped in real fast to somebody, and that didn't work out. He didn't really get into the details. They're kind of like that. They're kind of like guarded a little bit. And then, yeah, Mariah, I don't know. I think they alluded from next season that she's sitting there running, which not all the worst because she's only like 17. Like she really, she can stand and be single and get to know herself a little bit, in my opinion. Yes, and I also want to pray for these Australians. They had some Australians who visit, and they don't sound as extreme as the class, but they definitely was like, oh, we don't want our kids to experience middle school and high school, so we're just gonna pull them out of school and travel them around the world. And I was like, oh my gosh, like that sounded kind of traumatic. And like one of those children was kind of old, he's like 16, 17. I was like, that don't sound good to pull him out of school and his social. Like, that's what, Ethan was saying. Like, it was not good for me to just hang out with my siblings and my parents. I needed some more interaction. That's why I felt for that older Australian boy and all of them. So, yeah, I'm just going to pray about trauma for these people on this show, the Australians as well. But yeah, that's just my thoughts about Platteville this past week. So let's move into Jersey Shore Family Vacation. So you could tell they're really dragging out this series. I feel like they drag out Family Vacation anyway, but they all the way dragging it out now because, oh, excuse me, I'm a little tired because of COVID. And they trying to fill in, they trying to put some filler on these people's shows on MTV, Viacom in general. They all trying to find some content to put on these shows with not being able to record as much as they have. So like this whole episode was just two girls coming over to the house. Like last episode the guys went to the house, I thought. This episode was just more the same. They really literally left off where they came off with them having dinner in the hotel or whatever, if my memory serves me right. And then the girls literally traveling themselves over and hanging out, just coming to hang out. I was like, oh gosh. So, you know I'm watching this show mainly because I want to watch Nikki. Nikki not on it yet. That's why I'm watching the show. But regardless, I am going to pray for Dina because we found out that Dina is expecting. So I'm going to pray that she has like that she's incubating this baby very well and she has a good delivery. So this is the problem with Jersey Shore for me. I don't follow them. I don't follow anyone on social media, to be honest, but I definitely don't follow. I don't know what's the deets with Jersey Shore Family Vacation. I don't look them up on the internet really. I rarely do because lately with the Nikki thing, I've been kind of interested. So I look up Nikki and something come through there maybe. But I usually do not look them on the internet. If I'm gonna get news about these people, I'm gonna get it from my brother. I did get some, ooh, commercial break. I did get some Siesta Key news from my brother because I guess he followed them on social media. Chloe done got thin. And I shouldn't say it in like a positive voice. Like she could have been, I like Chloe. And yes, she stirred the pot, but I do like her. And I thought she was fine how she was as a big girl. I was perfectly fine with that. I didn't like how those people was making fun of her. But she's really cute, Skinty. She's really cute. I don't know if she got work done. I don't know if I got. I'm very looking forward to the next season so I can just get a better look to see did they change her face or whatever. Because I'm like, wow, oh my goodness. And like, if you do an internet search, say Chloe, you will not see it. You're gonna see all the old pictures of Chloe. But if you sit there and get on her Instagram, if my brother pulled up, he pulled up the Instagram, she was sketchy. I was like, oh but she looked cute. I hope she don't lose no weight because she looked cute how she is. I hope she don't get no more work done. She got work done, lose that weight. She got work done on her face or whatever, and she don't do no more. She stop it right now. Hopefully, I might have to add her on my list. It's just make sure that she don't do no more work because she's really cute how she is, and she don't need no more work. That's like wishful calling too. I'm just gonna pray for all the people in Siesta Key, even though we not watching Siesta Key. I'm gonna pray for them all that they don't get no more work, every last one of them, because I do not want to see them at 30, 35, 40 looking like a housewife. No offense, housewives who are 35, 40, 45, 50, however old you are, but some of them, I feel like they would have been fine with a little bit less work. So I'm gonna pray that for the Siesta Key people. I do not want that to be their future. No. I hope they all put the knives down in Jesus' name. So yeah, I'm gonna pray for that. They have no more work. But anyway, back to Jersey Shore. Yes. So Dina, she's expecting a baby, and I was like, oh. So I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna pray for it. I don't know. The reason I got on that change was like I don't let people know. It's like I don't know if she ever had a baby. I don't know if what all's going on with the baby. So I could. Hopefully my prayers are not moot. I don't know. So I'm gonna pray for Dina. I'm gonna pray for Mike and Laura and that they conceive and they have a baby, all healthy and whatnot. And I'm gonna pray for Angelina and the girls that they not only mend their relationship, like to be cordial to be on TV together, but they mend it for real, like true healing and mending in their relationship. And I'm gonna pray for Angelina to have a wealth of healthy relationships, like an abundance of healthy relationships. Because they did make a good point on the show. They said whenever Angelina come on the show, she come in, or wherever she pop up, she pop in swinging. She come in swinging, and it's true. She did be coming in with some really naked, like nothing really aggressive. Like she ready to pop off on somebody, like defensive, very defensive. Probably because she's been hurt a lot of times. Like you defensive if you feel like you always being off having offended. If you're always being offended, you always have an offense on you. Of course you're gonna come in. Swinging, come in on defense mode, come in on 10, come in, with all the armor up and all the barbs up and all the, I think about your little, I think of her like a little porcupine, all the little quills up, and what is the hair on edge because she doesn't feel safe, she doesn't feel safe space. Gonna pray for, Angelina. I feel for her. I'm gonna pray for her. Even though traditionally she's not my favorite person, because like I said, she is really aggressive. I'm like, oh, she's mean. That's my initial thing. But I think I'm just gonna pray that she has healing. That's the only reason she come in like that. And I think in Jesus' name. So yeah, last I'm talking about 90 Day Fiance The Other Way. So I am so excited. I am so happy. I got through it before the season was over, and the season's gonna be over soon. Apparently, it's one more episode, and then there's a tell-all. So, we're gonna talk about the final episode. We're gonna talk about the tell-all. This is the perfect time for me to get caught up, I think, because I don't wanna. It's I don't have to spend an overly amount of time talking about whatever. It seems like this one was drug out. Also, since I caught up on this, I caught up on Pink Shade, and Pink Shade really goes really good with the recaps, play by play, and everything. They also give a little bit of dirt what's going on with them in real life. So I think that was good for me because a whole bunch of my prayers would have been moot if I sit there and praying with them the whole show. So let me just give you my little rundown on all of the couples, and then what I'm gonna pray for each of the couples in general. And I think I might go more into detail of the prayer based on the finale and the recap, whatever. Not the re yeah, that's what it's called. What do they call it? The reunion show? The tell all. Yes, they call it tell all on these 90 Day Fiance things. So based on that, what I think I got distracted a little bit. I'm just randomly thinking about that tell all with David and old girl. I forget her name, but the girl who sat down with a type to him on the cell phone because she had got her nails and they were too hard to type on the phone. I forget her name. Lana, yes. I wonder what happened to them. hopefully the internet or the TV, the TLC or something tell me what happened to Lana. Hopefully Lana finds somewhere else. She get to be on another show with somebody for real. That would be cool. Regardless, we're going to go through the couples. And essentially, I'm just going to pray for each of them. Blanket prayer for each of them. That, you know, things are going well in their lives individually or together. But yes, so these are the couples that are on 90 Day Fiancé. I don't know if I ever talked about 90 Day Fiancé the other way on this show because I was never caught up. But, okay, one more trip around the merry-go-round before I get into these couples. But I'm very excited to be done with it so I can be done with season 2 of the show. I'm very excited about season 3 of the show. I'm so over season 2. So yeah, that was really weird trip around merry-go-round. But regardless, let's get back on track. These are the couples that are 90 Day Fiancé the other way. Jihoon and Devin. So this is, we've seen them before, multiple seasons. Maybe just one season. But so essentially, Jihoon and Devin was a one-night stand. And unfortunately, they got connected and tangled together because Devin got pregnant on the one-night stand, so they trying to make it work. And, you know, I would have been so sincere praying this whole season that they could stay, that they could work things out. But apparently, according to what they say on Pink Shade, they are not together. So that's that. So, you know, my prayer is going to be a little different that they doing well. And I wonder if I want to see how they end. I don't know if I will. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Maybe on the tell-all. Maybe not on the season finale. I don't know. I don't know why they broke up, but I guess we'll find out, hopefully. I guess I could do some internet sleuthing and I could find out, but I don't care to. I guess I'm not invested enough to. But yeah, that's Jihoon and Devin. The other couple, I was like, I don't know the couples in order. The other couple is Brittany and Ozone. And to be honest, until I was listening to the Pink Shade thing, I was, call me sincere, I was really like, I was like, they seem to really love each other. Now I will admit, by the time I got kind of listen to Pink Shade, they were, because, okay, this is why I had to get caught up enough to listen to Pink Shade, because at one time, they were putting this recap on the Patreon, and I don't have no, I'm not paying no extra currently to be listening to no recaps. So I didn't know what the Frey was saying about these people. But then they started doing on the regular free Pink Shade. And then I was like, well, I can't listen to this because I haven't caught up on the show. And then I caught up on the show enough to listen to it. And then I find out that half the stuff on Brittany and Zon's story ain't even real. No, duh. That's what they always say about this show. But you know, I take everything for face value. And it don't take much to convince me of anything. So I thought they were being sincere. But then around that same time, I was like, oh my gosh, this relationship is really toxic. I don't know about this. This is some problems. Whew. I was like, this is, my inside was like, this is not good. This is not good at all. Like, this is very, not healthy at all. I hope. So yes, apparently, according to what I hear, they are no longer together either, which, you know, based on the things we've seen thus far on this show, I can't be mad at that. So of course I want to pray them both the best. The next ones is Kenny and Armando. So Kenny and Armando are still together, according to what I can hear. And they are the most together as far as all the couples on here, meaning they got the most healthy relationships going on amongst all of them. Like, they pretty stable. They know how to communicate. They ain't crazy, like, popping off on this and that and the other. Even though they're from two different cultures, they seem pretty compatible as far as lifestyle and stuff. So they both got very supportive families. So yeah, the biggest thing they trying to do is get married, according to the show. And of course, we won't know if they got married or not because it's not the end of the show yet. So yeah, I'm gonna pray things going well with them as well. The other couple is Melissa and Tim. I think his name is Tim. It could be Tom. Their thing is that, yeah, their kind of relationship is kind of doomed because the trust got broken. And Tim was a little immature, so building that trust back, I don't know if he got the wherewithal to be able to do it. And then he ran out of money. He's like, I gotta go back to America. So he kind of started that process kind of halfway. He didn't count the cost, essentially. So of course he looked foolish going over there and coming back. I don't think, from what I could hear, they together. The Fray don't care that they're not together. They also want to say that Melissa has no feelings or she's like a robot or something. They didn't say she was a robot. I think, me personally, I think she got a lot of feelings. She mentioned that she, but she masked them for whatever reason. Maybe she feels ashamed of her feelings. Maybe, I don't know, it could be childhood traumas. But I think she got a lot of feelings going on, but she masked them for whatever reason, past hurts or this. And Tim might have been one of the few people who can break through to see her personality and see how she is. But of course, he kind of damaged that when he broke up. And I feel like she did want to go back to that, but it's just, I don't think it's gonna happen. So I'm happy if they are gonna count their losses and try to move on. So of course, I'm gonna pray for them, wish them the best, things go well with them. The next couple is Ari and Bingham. I don't know if they're still together. They could still be together. They got some issues though, as far as compatibility, as far as the differences in cultures. Because it's gonna, oh, excuse me, they're both very short-willed, and yeah. To be honest, I think it's just unfortunate. They have a kid, and I don't want the kid to be without his father. So I understand. I give Ari points for that. And it's not like if you're both in the US and you could just, if you want to co-parent, you could do that. You can't do that. He's like all the way in Ethiopia. I don't even think you could bring him into America. So I see why she's trying to like work at things out with him, even though it's not the best situation. I hate to say it. I hope she don't go to America and take the baby with her. I think if she can find some type of job over in Ethiopia, maybe they can co-parent so he can still be with the baby. I feel like she seemed okay with being on Ethiopia. I don't know. This is just me talking. I don't know. I'm just gonna pray for them as well. And then the last couple, y'all, some Jenny and Submit. And this is like the second season with them, maybe the third. I didn't watch the other. If there was another way between, I saw original 90 Day Fiancé the other way, and that's when they were first introduced. If they want something in between that, I ain't watch it. This, of course, I did, and this has been a hot ghetto mess. Hot ghetto mess. Like, Smith should have just let that go a long time ago. Jenny should let that go a long time ago. I don't know. They might still be together, but. And so I guess the moral of the story of most of these couples, I don't know. I originally loved 90 Day Fiancé. This was my show. But most of these couples are very doomed. And it's very sad. I don't know. I don't know if I can keep watching 90 Day Fiancé. I ain't give up yet. I'd be so optimistic when they show these little couples that they're gonna work out and things gonna be okay. But this season, like, okay, I went through so many feelings watching this. At first, I was feeling overwhelmed, so of course it took me forever to watch it. I watched maybe one or two episodes, I knew that too. Brittany Ozzie, and I was like, that girl is not Muslim, and he is not gonna change. He don't no he is not gonna be not Muslim. And she not gonna be like that's not a good idea. I knew at the beginning. Then when she went over and then she was sitting there, being nice to the parents and stuff, I said, oh, okay, this seems, my little optimist self, I was like, oh, this seems okay. And then it went crazy, and now we don't know what's happening. It's just a lot. It's I was like, oh, I don't know. So yeah, so I was like, oh, this is good, and then I was like, oh, this is terrible. And now I'm just kind of like, I'm happy I'm to the end of the rainbow, but I will try, I will not watch them again. not these couples, not if y'all gonna continue with them, I don't know if I can watch them. But if you bring a new crop, I'm gonna give them a chance. I'm gonna give this new crop a chance. But if they all turn out dysfunctional, like this little group, like I don't want to see none of these people again. Like maybe I can watch Kenny El Mondo, but most of these people I do not want to see again. And so I'm not watching none of that. What Now? A Happily Ever After? Or this or that? No. Hopefully I'm not. Maybe I will. I don't know. I'm just gonna listen to the recast. I don't know if I could watch because I was perfectly happy listening to the recast of the other people. So maybe a new crop. If you get a new crop, I might watch it again. But if y'all keep on playing with me with these new crops of couples and they're all going to the toilet and down the drain and some nonsense, now I do not know how much more I can take of 90 Day Fiancé, which is sad because I feel like an OG with this show. I feel like I'm a very loyal person. I don't like to give things up, but I don't know. Regardless, I want to pray for each one of these couples that things are going well with them, that they experience God's best in their lives, this, that, and the other, this, that, and the third. So yeah, let's just move into the prayer time. Thank you, Lord God. I just thank you for being a good God. Thank you, Lord, that we can really come to you, to cast our cares to you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you are here. You see, like it says in your word, be anxious for nothing, but everything in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made unto you, Lord. So, Lord, I'm gonna come to you with a lot of requests, but a lot of things I've been watching on the television, been that's in my spirit, which it shouldn't, Lord. Maybe in the future I might not watch these things, but regardless, I done watched them. I done went through the feelings and I went through the emotions. So I'm gonna bring all their issues and all the problems and things that I saw that was concerning to you. And Lord, I just thank you and I praise you that you will handle it and you will make things better in each and every one of their lives, and that I will not worry about them. They will not be a concern to me because I will just trust that they are safely in your hands in Jesus' name. First people I want to talk to you about is, the people on Platteville, Lord. They definitely appear to have went through some trauma, Lord. There's, sin is in the earth, and as long as sin in the earth, people just unfortunately get caught up and tangled in some traumatic experiences, Lord. Like the parents, Lord, and the children. The parents trying to do the best by their children, but regardless, the children has experienced some traumatic things, and Lord, as you know, that it's been affecting their relationships, Lord. And Lord, it's not your desire for people to have tumultuous relationships. It's your desire for us to be healthy in our relationships and to be whole in our relationships and to get along with each other and to be able to live in harmony and unity, Lord, for us to be able to work together to accomplish the things that you have placed in us to accomplish from the beginning in Jesus' name. So I just pray for the parents' past, Lord God, the things that hurt them or harm them in their past, the shame of the decision they made in the past. Lord, I just pray that you make them whole, they heal, get healed in every situation, Lord. I pray that they invite you into their hearts to cleanse their hearts of any wrongdoing, any iniquities, or any sins of omission or commission in Jesus' name. I just thank you, Lord, for revelation in their lives and putting on a complete turnaround in their life. I thank you, Lord, for humility in both of them, that they can be submitted under authority, that they can no longer not trust being in church or things of that nature, that they can be able to accept other people around them, accept people speaking to their lives, accept living in ways differently than what they originally thought was a good idea to live. Lord, I just pray that you just give them wisdom and guidance and understanding of new, more productive ways to raise their family in Jesus' name. Lord, I just also pray for Ethan and Olivia. Lord, Ethan has realized some things in his life that did not go as planned, and that was not ideal, Lord. But I just pray that instead of being bitter about it, Lord, I just pray that he is thankful that he realized this sooner rather than later, Lord. It could be a lot worse. He could be like 42 and finding this stuff out, and he's finding this out at 22. Help him to see the bright side of what's going on with these revelations, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that you help him find healing, Lord God, of the things that have hurt him in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you give him wisdom with communicating and getting to know his wife, Lord. And I pray that they can have a healthy and a whole and a wealthy relationship, Lord. I just pray for Olivia, Lord, that you give her strength and patience. And guys, I know you gave her some awakening of things that was going on in her family that seemed not all the way ideal in Jesus' name. So I just thank you, Lord, that she was able to talk to her family and they were able to make some changes, Lord. So I just pray that you help the same way with the Platt family, Plattfield family, in Jesus' name. Lord, I just also pray, please protect Mariah, Lord. Please protect Micah if they are out on their own. It's just an early age, Lord God. Just surround them with wisdom. And God, I pray you just place father figures and grandfather figures and elder figures in their life, Lord God, mentor, counseling figures, Lord God, that have their best interests in mind and who are wise, Lord God, because you said there is safety and abundance of counselors, Lord. So I just pray they have a wealth, they have an abundance of counselors around, and they're good and godly counselors, Lord God. They are not mockers, Lord God, that they're planted by your river stream. They give fruit each and every day. I pray that they are good fruit inspectors, Lord, that they know who to listen to and who not to listen to, in Jesus' name. Lord, I also just pray for Lydia, Lord, that the things that she suppressed because she thinks her parents are not approved, Lord, I pray that she's able to show who she is completely, Lord. I just pray that she loves who she is, loves who you created her to be, Lord, and that she is able to shine her light more brightly than ever before, in Jesus' name. I just pray, thank you, Lord God, that she has a spirit and a mindset to pray, Lord, to talk to you, to consult you in the things that are concerning you, Lord. So I just pray that she also can hear your voice clearly, Lord God, that she can feel your presence, that she knows that you are there to guide and direct her, Lord God. I pray in every situation, Lord, that she realizes that you are real and you care about her life. You're a big part of her life, in Jesus' name. At least, Lord, I also pray that you just give her wisdom, Lord God, as she pursues relationships with people, Lord. I just thank you for putting like-minded people, like-hearted people in her life and her path, Lord. And also just surround her with abundance of counselors, two good counselors, godly counselors, in Jesus' name. I also pray that she has freedom, Lord God, from any type of trap or snare, in Jesus' name. And she has freedom from if her parents try to unduly keep her bound, Lord. I just thank you for freedom, Lord. When the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So I just pray for liberty in her life, in Jesus' name. Lord, I also pray for those Australians, Lord God. I pray they know they are not operating in fear, but they are operating out of love. Give them wisdom, Lord God. Protect them in their decision. Protect them in their travels, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I just pray good things in their lives, in Jesus' name. I also pray for, I also pray for the characters on Jersey Shore Family Vacation. I especially pray for Dean and Lord. I just pray that she has a safe and a healthy pregnancy, that it comes to term, Lord, that the baby is born in your beauty and holiness, Lord, that from a young age, the baby knows what they are called to be in the earth, Lord God. I pray that they have a good and strong relationship with you from an early age, Lord, that you lead and guide them all the steps in their lives. I pray that you protect from any type of traumatic type relationship, Lord. I pray they have a good relationship with their siblings. In Jesus' name, Lord, I just also pray for a special blessing for Mike and Lauren, that they are able to conceive, Lord, that they are also able to bring a baby healthy and to term, Lord God. I pray that they thank you, Lord God, for blessing them mightily in this area, that you bless the fruit of the womb, in Jesus' name. You make things whole with them, anything lacking or broken. I thank you, Lord, for fixing it, in Jesus' name. Lord, I also pray for Angelina and the girls on the cast, Lord, that you can heal and make their relationships whole. And not like a fake heal, Lord God, but a real heal from the soul heal, Lord God. That even if you need to bring in like outside counseling or whatever to make it right, Lord, I just pray that you press upon the powers that be, the producers, to really... Oh, yeah, they did. I think they hired Dr. Drew, Lord. Give Dr. Drew wisdom. I know I probably stuck in the past. I just, like the seeds of planting and that stuff, that it takes fruit, takes root, you know, in the aftermath. It's not no drama. I come against drama and aftermath, like past offenses by, you know, rewatching the show and things of that nature. I come against, like, offenses being brought back up, but instead, watching the show, comes, Lord God, where reconciliation comes. As a result of what's airing the show, we know what the devil meant for evil. I pray you could turn around for good, in Jesus' name. Lord, I also just pray for, the cast of Sierra Keys, that none of them get no more plastic surgery. They love themselves for who they are. That you just keep them safe, keep them away from dangerous and not good surgeons, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you for just putting people and voices around them and in their hearts and in their spirits that, they're fearlessly and wonderfully made, Lord. They don't need not need any more work. In Jesus' name, that I pray that when they look themselves in the mirror, they thank you, Lord God, for all that you blessed them with, Lord. And they are not critical over your creation in Jesus' name. They are happy with who they are, and they are not looking to get overly done. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Lord, also just pray for the cast of 90 Day Fiancé, the other way, for each of the individuals, whether they're in a relationship or not currently. I just pray, Lord, that they things are going well in each other's lives, so they love each other, like you called them to love each other, that they love themselves, like you call them to love themselves, they love themselves more and more each and every day, that they are generous people, Lord God, that they treat others how they want to be treated. I pray that they each all find what you have called for them to be in Jesus' name, that they can walk in their full destiny and their full giftings in Jesus' name. That they can operate in their full talents, that they're using all their talents to the maximum of ability in Jesus' name. I just pray good things for each and every one of them, Lord God. I just pray that each of them, they be healed of all their hurts, any hurts that are going on, they be made healed and made whole in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you have the power to be able to do anything, Lord, and that's including making each and every one of them whole. I thank you, Lord, to send up resources, be able to be guided in the right direction, the direction that you called them to be in, Lord. And I pray that each and every one of them turn into perfectly and wonderfully made ambassadors for you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. That was my prayer for everything that I watched this week as far as concerning reality TV. Next week I will look forward to continuing to watch, Jersey Shore Family Vacation, watching 90 Day Fiancé the Other Way, as well as continuing to watch Platteville. I am not sure if they're going to put another show on the docket. We'll see. But yeah, I'm just happy that I have three shows to talk about currently. And I'm just looking forward to this week. I hope you all have a good week this week. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.